Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 28, 1804. Day 138 of the expedition. Camped on a sandbar. The boats camped on a sandbar about 3 miles above the Wahee Dam in Stanley and Hughes Counties, South Dakota. The area is now inundated by Lake Wahee. To understand the entry today, we must recount the happenings of the 26th of September. Sergeant Ordway wrote, "After it became quite obvious that the Indians were not going to let us pass, the large swivel gun was loaded immediately with 16 musket ball, and the other two swivels, blunderbusses, were loaded with buckshot, each of them manned. Captain Clark used moderation with the Indians and told them we must go on. The chief said he had warriors too, and if we went on, they would follow us and kill us. Captain Clark then told them that we were sent by the Great White Father, the President of the U.S., and if they misused us, that he or Captain Lewis could, by writing to him, have them all destroyed, as it were, in a moment. The chief then said he was sorry and released the cable." Captain Clark writes today, the 28th,
"When we was about setting out, the class called the soldiers took possession of the cable. The first chief was still on board and intended to go a short distance up with us. I told him the men of his nation sat on the cable. He went out and told Captain Lewis, who was at the bow, the men who sat on the rope was soldiers and wanted tobacco. Captain Lewis said he would not agree to be forced into anything. The second chief demanded a flag and tobacco, which we refused to give, stating proper reasons to them for it. After much difficulty, which had nearly reduced us to hostility, I threw a carrot of tobacco to first chief so as to touch his pride. Took the port fire from the gunner. The chief gave the tobacco to the soldiers, and he jerked the rope from them and handed it to the bowman. I am very unwell from the want of sleep. Determined to sleep tonight if possible. The men cooked and rested well. Captain William Clark, September 28, 1804.
The situation with the Tetons was not unexpected. Many other expeditions had been stopped and turned back. The captains were therefore prepared for the incidents. Likewise, the Indians knew that this expedition was coming up the river, and they would likely get a lot of presents and then turn them back. The Indians also knew that this group of U.S. soldiers were tough. As remote as the Tetons were, they had information by Indian telegraph about Lewis and Clark. Tomorrow, the captains learn of a plot.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.